Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are expectant this morning, shout hallelujah. We gather this morning just like the people in the upper room gathered in Acts chapter 2. And they were expectant of the Holy Spirit. And they were not disappointed. So this morning, as we gather here, we will not be disappointed in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit will come upon us and empower us and bring joy, peace, victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ olùtùnú ọ̀run mi sì wá. Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ olùtùnú ọ̀run mi sì wá. Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ olùtùnú ọ̀run mi sì wá. We are waiting. Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ olùtùnú ọ̀run mi sì wá. Breathe on us. Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ olùtùnú. But we are here. Breathe on us. Holy Spirit, come we pray. Like the day of Pentecost. For we need your touch, need your power today. Emi me, Holy to know, Holy to know, our own Messiah. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'm all alone.
Holy Ghost, bring healing. Come forth, joy and strength.
Let somebody shout grace. The Bible says when we speak a thing, declare a thing, it shall come to pass. And grace is available in the house this morning. Dry bones will rise again. Cry grace. Dead bones will come alive again. Shout grace. Red seas are parting. Shout grace.
Grace.
Barren wombs are opening. Shout grace.
Grace.
Sicknesses and diseases are fleeing. Shout grace.
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 Grace. Grace.
By the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God, dry bones are rising, rising in Jesus' name. Dry bones are rising, rising. Dry bones are rising, rising in Jesus' name. Dry bones are rising, rising. Red seas are parting, parting in Jesus' name. Red seas are parting, parting. Strongholds are breaking, breaking in Jesus' name. Strongholds are breaking, they are breaking, they are breaking. Strongholds are breaking, they're breaking, they're breaking, they're breaking in the name of Jesus. Strongholds are breaking, breaking. We declare barren wombs are opening, they are opening, they are opening in the name of Jesus. Barren wombs are opening, they are opening. We declare barren wombs, receive the word of the Lord. Open in the name of Jesus. Open in the name of Jesus. Barren wombs are opening. They are opening. Yeah, we declare cancers are healing. They are healing in Jesus' name. Cancers are healing. Cancers are healing, they are healing in Jesus' name. Cancers are healing, they are healing.
Asaka talegerebo sotolia, regebo sonto libraianda likerebo, maskende lebayanda likerebo sendelia.
My blood's on the move.
The Spirit is on the move. Vibrosa melting.
declare.
Yes.
Dry bones are rising.
In the name of Jesus.
They're rising.
In the name of Jesus.
They're rising.
In the
dry
name
bones
of
are rising.
Rise.
Rising.
Rise.
Dry lands are flourishing. Flourishing.
In
Jesus'
name.
Dry lands are flourishing. Flourishing. Let us declare it together. Levels are changing. Levels are changing. Declare it.
Changing in Jesus' name. Levels are changing. Changing.
Hallelujah. It seems we don't understand what we are saying. Use your own mouth to make your own declaration that levels are changing. You know the man of God said it on Friday. You will come in by the north gate. But you will not go out by that north gate. You will go out by which gate? This house. That means levels have changed.
Amen.
So let us declare it. Levels are changing, changing in Jesus' name. Levels are changing. Let us declare it. I will not remain the same. I will not remain the same. No, I will not remain the same.
Yeah,
I will not remain the same.
That can wake us up. We've been sitting down for 2 hours, and you are going to still sit down for maybe another 45 minutes to listen to me. So, I became by you wa orin ti o fura jo orin wa.
We are going higher. We are going higher.
In Ezekiel chapter 37, we read, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, in the Spirit of the Lord, in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. They were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Again he said to me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up, an exceeding great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it. Father, I pray in this service this morning, those situations that have dried up, and yet you have not said so. Those conditions that have become lifeless, and you have not said so. And you have not said so. Those that have been taken out of their place, and you have not said so. And as you promised that you will take us back to our place, there is the place that is our place. All of you who have been chased out of your place, you will go back to resume. Those of you who have been shortchanged, those of you who are pushed back away from the position your destiny has prescribed, this morning we will take you to where you belong. Let there be healing this morning. Beyond healing, let the dead rise. Beyond healing, give health. We pray in Jesus' name. Everybody say loud amen. We are not in an ordinary service. We are in a special service. Of course, needless to say that the convention is a combination of two events in one, when men and women collapse their convention into one. Therefore, the stake is high, and the Lord is there for it. I'll be speaking to you this morning briefly, but I'm even more serious about the prayer I need to pray here before I go. Graves we open. It's not the first time. When Jesus died on the cross, graves opened. Without prayer, graves opened. And saints who died since Abel came up and walked through the streets of Jerusalem to protest what was going on. And if you are not supposed to die yet, and the agent of death has arrived into your body, this service will escort him out.
Amen.
You chase him out.
Amen.
So that you can live.
Amen.
And those of you who are living behind your time, the Lord will fast track you and put you in your place. The song the choir sang already seemed to have pointed the way. And I want to say this again. And because of the nature of this convention, it's a family convention to a very large extent. We're talking about families. God needs to work in our families. The times that we're in now, coronavirus and all the indices of misgovernance and the rest of them, the real culprit is the family. The real victim is the family. The victim of ENSAS, the victim of Boko Haram. All these Boko Haram boys we are seeing, they are from certain families. And now that we are asking soldiers to go after them, we are asking police to go after them. Look, whichever one has escaped family, police can't handle it. Whichever one, if you go to police A division, I don't know other places, I know Ilorin. If you go to Ilorin and see all the boys that are held down there, 80% of those boys are from broken homes. Our own research, I'm an evangelist. In my field, I have statistics. 80% of the boys you find in police station are from broken homes. And when home lost them, police can't gain them. When homes lost them, is it the warder in the prison that will help us? We're asking police to go after the soldiers to go after the bad boys that are now that left their father's home and they are now living in the forest. When they see soldier coming, they engage the soldier. Send their mother. Send their mother. Send the father and see whether they will engage their mother. The victim of our situation now is the home. Can you imagine that for 1 year school did not open? The home. When children are at home and they're not going to school, they eat more. I don't know. I don't really know. I can't tell how much struggle needs to be put up to save the society. People in public administration will help us look into that to save Nigeria. But if Nigeria may not be saved, save your house. Because that's where your name is. That's where your legacy is. That's where your story begins and ends. Save your house. I call my children. I say, come here. I was already preaching before I married. So you are born inside here. There is not much choice that you have. This television, this film, this thing, this internet, this one, that one, this one, after the dress finished, they put trouser here. Look, not this house. Not this house. My daughter dressed up one day and was going to town. And I said, where are you going? She says, going to town. I said, like this? Then she turned me to a mirror and said, what is wrong with this one? What is wrong with this one? What is wrong with this? What is wrong? I say, there's nothing wrong with it. The only thing wrong with it is that it's coming from the house of Isaac Omolenyi. If you lose all, don't lose your home. Don't lose your children. That's part of my prayer in this conference. All these boys that have gone, I'm praying them back home. They're coming back home. Amen. All those ones that have taken to Indian hemp, they're coming back home. Amen. If we were the one who gave them name, I exercise that authority in my church. If I was the one who carried you in my hand and gave you name, you are going nowhere. Amen. I want more time for Adura B. Adura. Adura. There's no such thing. It's not allowed. And the child has become a child. We are struggling. The mother is struggling. The gang, the cult, everybody is struggling. But the fact is, God will give it to the owner. God will not give it to the thief. If you are the owner, you take your thing back in the name of Jesus. Amen. In all, we must create a platform for the Holy Spirit to work in our homes. I see people hang it on their wall. Jesus Christ is the head of this house, a silent listener. Now, don't let him be a silent listener anymore, because that one doesn't contribute anything. It's a silent listener and you are fighting. It's a silent listener, you are cursing each other. It's a silent listener, you are boxing each other. It's a silent listener, you are packing out. The fact is that he can be there and is not involved. We have to create platforms for the Holy Spirit to become involved in the affairs of our families. Matters do start. It does start in a house. Cain, Abel, you went and offered sacrifice. I don't even know how you came about that. Their father never prayed. 930 years of life here. No prayer for one day. So where did these boys pick this idea of religion? How did they know that there is a certain God we need to offer sacrifice to and the rest of them? That is what I keep telling you, young people. If your children don't know God, find where God is. If your parents don't know God, find where God is. My father was a herbalist. If your parents don't know God, find where God is. How did Cain know? How did Abel know that they should offer a certain sacrifice to God? They didn't pick that from their father. And how did they come to know? How did Abel get to know that, look, there's a way you offer sacrifice and God will hear? And when God had one and didn't hear the other, that became a matter. But we do not have an Adam that knows how to resolve a matter before it becomes an issue. And when it's an issue and you don't know how to deal with it, it becomes a crisis. When you have a crisis and you're not dealing with it, it becomes a war. When there is war, somebody dies. So we are traveling along where a matter started as a matter. And we keep looking at it and it gravitates into an issue. You left it on the issue, became a crisis. You left it on the crisis, became a war. War is the end of all crises. In another house on another day, Adam and Eve will call the boys and say, come, what is happening in this house? Because the fact that Cain no longer liked Abel, the body language was enough for you as an elder to be able to discover in the house. If Abel is sitting down somewhere, and then Cain comes, get out, get out, go out. What are you doing there? Then you know there is something. They are calling you. You see here, are you deaf? Say here, are you deaf? Then you know there is something. How come that this matter was becoming an issue? How come that this issue has become a crisis? How come that this crisis has become a war? I have asked this question again and again and again. Adam wasn't that kind of person that created platform for discussion. Create platform for discussion. One woman talked to her husband one day in my presence and said, sir, each time I want to talk to you, my heart will be beating. And yet I need to talk to you. Can you relax the situation in this house? When Eve brought food and said, take and eat, you don't ask questions. You don't discuss. You have two children, two of them boys. Two of them went to farm. Only one returned. You didn't ask. It was God who asked. And yet there's a matter. It's as old as Adam. And let's study the fathers, how they handled issues and matters. Abraham, you have Ishmael. You have Isaac. Then there's a problem. There's a matter. We are doing Thanksgiving. Another one is laughing. Then the next thing to do is to drive one away. It is not to his credit that he did not resolve the issue. Call him. Why are you laughing? Rebuke him. Correct him. Do you know the one we drove into the bush is still living in the forest till today? And we are paying for it. There is a matter. I'm not saying... Now, Ishmael could on his own vacate the house and go. But that is his own responsibility. If he did that, nobody will blame Abraham for it. We will not say it was Abraham that drove him away. But when you have children, and how did Jacob also create a crisis in his own family? When you love one and you put some others in the bush on the farm, and put one inside house, there will be problem. And the body language was clear, the way they were hating one. You cannot be angry and not show it. The avoidance theory is not the best. When Rebekah called Isaac and said, the way these boys... Now, what happened? Jacob went and stole the benefit of Esau and called himself Esau. He said, it's Esau. So there will be problems. You are supposed to be second born. You say you are first. And push first to second. There will be problems, sir. And it became a matter in the house. And Esau started fuming and saying that any day I have opportunity to revenge, I'm going to deal with this boy. And was already saying it around. And Rebecca had it. And what was the solution? Excuse me. Rebecca said to Isaac that let us send this boy to go and stay with Laban. Avoidance does not solve the problem. After 21 years, the boy is coming back here. And that's why when Jacob was coming back and sent back to the house that he's coming back, Esau got himself ready with 400 men. This matter was a very easy thing to resolve. Number one, you say you are Esau. He say yes. You are Esau. He say yes. But the sound, the voice looked like the voice of Jacob. He said, no, that is Esau. Okay, it's a very simple thing to resolve. If you are Esau, then go and call Jacob. Abi, we are only four in this house. This prayer meeting we want to do, let's suspend it. This voice I'm hearing is the voice of Jacob. He said, no, that is his name is Esau. Okay, no problem. Let us suspend this prayer meeting. Let Jacob come. This one, you say it's not. Let's go and call Jacob. All right? Assuming that he didn't fail Baba Isaac. And Esau now came and said, it's Esau. And you have already had this doubt somewhere before. No problem. Call the two of them and settle the matter. And say, you, this boy, kneel down here. Why are you doing that? Prostrate. And tell Esau, forgive him. Don't worry. Even if Jacob did that, and Esau still did not forgive him, we will say that Seboti Bel, Abi, he has apologized to you. What again? What do you want again? But their father left the matter. And then avoidance. Some of the things you are doing by not allowing the Holy Spirit to deal with a matter, and the matter is growing to become an issue. Avoidance. Good morning, Daddy. What will you eat? Nothing. Did you eat in the office? No. One word answer. Women don't like it. Avoidance theory. They cook for you. You refuse to eat. You put money down. Mama go to market, go and buy market, and come and cook soup with your money and put on table. You didn't eat. You went to buy bread and cook. This thing doesn't make sense. Was it not your money they carry go market? Avoidance. Then go and sleep in the other room.
We were settling a case in London. The pastor had packed out of the house, and the wife complained to me that he's now sleeping in the office. So I phoned the pastor. I said, my wife and I were coming to your house to come and stay with you for 2 days, and we will not stay in the hotel. So would you please come home to receive us? So he came home and welcomed us. He told us that we are his father. I said, it's all right. We are your father. We know our children. We are your father. Our children will not go and sleep in the office and leave the wife and children at home. So I said, you know what you will do? These days that we will be here, you have to stay at home. He said, it's all right. And then he went and started sleeping in the other room. So the wife came to tell me that, though he's sleeping in the house, according to, but he's staying in another room. London rooms are not usually very big, and the beds are narrow. So I said, you know what you will do? Go and meet him.
So he went there, only daddy, Eshon. So the man looked at the wife and said, now you know this bed is very narrow. It's narrow, but that's where we are going to sleep. Move. He said the bed cannot contain two people. He said, in that case, we have our bedroom there. Let's go back. Baba Mole said we should go back. Avoidance. The matter will become an issue. The issue will become a crisis. The crisis will become war. And the way we try to solve problems, they are not holistic. We keep leaving remnants of matters that will grow and become a monster. David went and killed Uriah and took the wife Bathsheba. When you read that story in 2 Samuel chapter 11, in verse 3, when David was asking, who is this woman? Somebody came and said, this woman is the daughter of Eliam. In chapter 23, there, but where they were listing David's 30 mighty men, Eliam is on number 25. Uriah is on number 30. Eliam, the father of Bathsheba, is the son of Ahithophel. So when David killed Uriah and took Bathsheba, Eliam the father, Ahithophel the grandfather of the girl, were hot. And because the matter was not addressed, there's a counseling deficit. Nathan came and said, this thing you have done, you have sinned against God. In fact, David himself in Psalm 51, he said, against thee and thee alone did I sin. How about Eliam? How about Ahithophel? That was why when Absalom came up, Ahithophel went and queued up behind him to deal with him. Because you have a matter unresolved. If Nathan was going to do justice to the counseling he did, after he had resolved the matter with God, take David and say, I think we need to talk to Ahithophel. I think we need to talk to Eliab. Toba ni olon ti dariji o, je ki eniyan na ko dariji o. Olon le dariji o, ki eniyan si fi ya je o. Look at the way David was managing the issues or matters. Abner came. Each time I'm preaching, I'm assuming that I'm talking to people who know Bible. Abner came to make peace with David in the absence of Joab. For years, these two generals were the ones facing each other in war. Joab was leading the army of Israel under David. Abner was leading the army of Israel, the partition, under Saul. And these two have been at loggerheads in the battlefield all their years. Then Abner came and said he wants to make peace. And David was celebrating with him and did not know that, look, if we will be comprehensive and holistic about this healing work we're doing, we need to wait for Joab. Let Joab be part of the peace process. Then you make peace like that. When Joab came and heard what he said, Joab reversed it. Whenever we want to make peace, let us be holistic. The one you left will become the nemesis of that process. We talk about prodigal son went, prodigal son came back. And then you kill animal and you are doing feast. The elder brother was not involved. What type of arrangement is that? On another day, a good father will say, well, you are welcome. But you know, since the day you left here, it's another person that has been taking care of this place. If we are going to do any feast here, I think we need to wait till he comes. In fact, who should be the MC? Now you are doing this thing you are doing, and the elder brother is not involved. Whenever you want to make peace, let us be holistic about it. Don't leave a little item unresolved. And it matter. Every war started with a matter. May God help us to be humble enough. Now that you are not saying amen, I think. Abi eti pada leyin mi. To Olorun o ni pada leyin mi. Let me leave this one as it is. Let me go to another thing. I have a few more things I want to say. In matters of family development and mutual investment, let us do it by 100% faith in each other. Any particle of unbelief and doubt you have concerning your partner, Satan will amplify it. I'm grateful to God that I can talk to you from my life. If I preach to you outside my life, I'm telling you lies. I had a difficult childhood. I didn't grow up well. I don't know how many children my father had. Whenever food was ready, they would call us from the camp, from the back where we are herded, that food is ready. Ere, because the food is inside bowl. And if you are slow, we will be eating like this. The food will be burning my fingers. You throw it up to catch some air. But as you throw it up, you must follow up. You must follow up. I've been doing follow up before I became a Christian, because if you don't follow if you don't follow it, when the thing is coming down, it will enter another person's mouth. That's how I grew up. It was so bad. And if you are not bellyful, it's your fault. There's no mother to go and meet. This thing affected me for years. After I married, my wife will cook and be waiting for, you know, we are newly married, so that we can eat. Then we sit down, only two of us, we don't have child. Then my wife will use his fork to remove indomie and be dinner. Before. Before you look down, you look up and look down. The plate don't empty. One day, my wife asked me, he said, "Why are you so?" That day, shame, catch. Aramidero. We are only two. Why are you? I said, "You don't understand. It's because of where I'm coming from." Since that day, I learned, because my wife asked, "What is happening? We are only two." I suffered so much. I didn't grow up well. I had a difficult childhood. In 1977, it was a defining moment in my life. My life fell into pieces on the streets of Ilorin. And one man met me and said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Up there." He said, "Where are you coming from?" I said, "Down there." Now, because he asked me, "Where am I coming from?" I don't know. From down there. Then where am I going? I say, over there. And I was carrying a nylon bag in my hand. That's all I had. 1977. Then he asked me if I can come and be his houseboy. I agreed. And I was helping his wife to fry puff puff in a Greek. I was selling puff puff. Unfortunately for me, as at that time, I had already proposed to my wife that I want to marry her. And I was frying puff puff in a Greek. And she will visit me in the place and met me where I'm turning. At that time, she was already an undergraduate in the University of Ibadan here. And a lot of her friends called her and said, "Look, this one." This one. I even used to pity her. That, why, I don't stand a chance in life. She said, "I am the one that she will marry." Can you help me clap for this girl? I say, "Okay, I hear." And I continued to sell puff puff in the morning. One day, that thing entered my head and said, "This evil that has entered your life, work it out. Chase it. It came in, it shouldn't stay." There are those, how did Satan enter the Garden of Eden? We don't know. Devourers, you can never tell how they enter. If you buy a bag of maize, the weevils that will turn it to powder, if you be like this powder, they will, you don't know how it entered. In Matthew 22, verse 12, where the king was celebrating and he looked at somebody and said, "How did you enter?" That's the problem. We don't know how it entered. But one thing we know is that we know how it should go. Every evil thing that has entered your life, there we go. Something began to happen. 1977. By 1979, God began to do some work in my life. By 1982, I got married. 2017, that's 4 years ago, I was walking on the streets of Ilorin, the same street. And I met the man that I used to do houseboy for. And he was also carrying a nylon bag. And I said, "Sir, long time, we have not seen for a long time." He said he has moved to Abuja, and from Abuja he came to Lokoja. And "What have you done? What have you come to do in town?" He said, the person he came to see, that when he got to the house, they said the man has traveled, and he has nowhere to stay. And I said, "Can you stay with me?" And he said, "Yes. That he has nowhere to stay." I gave him a flat. I live in an estate. And he lived with me for 2 years. I lived with him for 2 years. The same me that used to put plate for the wife to put soup. That's how he will bring plate to my wife to put soup. God will turn your life around. Your life can turn. You hear me? Your life can, it can turn. Things turn. My life began to turn. And I look back at my wife. You did so much for me. You invested faith. Some of the parents were coming to our house and say, look, this man, since we knew him, he hasn't changed clothes. Look at this other person. This person is a better person to marry. This person is a better person to marry. My marriage will be 39 years this year. 2 years ago, when we had been 37, my wife called me and said, I want to tell you something. You kept this in for 37 years. Say yes. He said, the time to talk has come. That this other person I was asked to marry is now mad. And is on the street in Ilorin. This other person I was asked to marry is now dead. And she said that she's happy she made the right choice. And I said, well, you have kept it for 37 years and I'm happy to hear it, but you see, I don't even need to hear it. I know what you have done for me. I know what you have done for me. To be an undergraduate in Ibadan, combined honors, math, chemistry. And you said, I am the one you married the way you met me here. I understand. What more can you give me? So, I'm also going to invest back. So, I look at my wife and I said, well, Sheremi nisin ori mi ti daughter mi o le kawe mo mi o, I can't read book again. But go back to school. Do masters. Go back to school. Take a PhD. As you are seeing her, she has PhD. I will do everything to honor. By the grace of God, I have traveled to 6 continents. If there is a 7th one, I will go tomorrow. The gospel has taken me to all the continents of the world. I've been preaching for over 40 years. So I called her and said, you know Asia? Which Asia? Come, let's go. You've been to everywhere I was going, I take her along. So, when we see people are saying, praise the Lord, praise God. I saw one boy in Lagos, I said, say God, say God. No, God.
praise God. say praise God. He said, praise God. My wife will be using, looking at her. You don't even know, sir, man. The women who invest faith in us to marry us, to leave father, to leave mother, leave uncle, change name, change address, they should be rewarded. Whether you like me or you don't like me, the women in this church must like me today. It's not now somebody will come and tell me that my wife has witch. Witch. Where was the witch when I was frying for puff in a Greek? Don't let people come and tell you nonsense stuff about your wife. When I wanted to start preaching, man, I had no Bible. It's not that I don't have, but the thing don't tear finish. As a result of overuse, the back fall this way, the front fall this way. If I'm going to preach somewhere, I use sense to gather the thing together. If I'm going to open it, if I'm going to open Bible to you like this, I use sense to gather, because some of the pieces are going to fall. It was my wife who said, called me and said, you say you want to be a preacher? I say yes. And you don't have Bible? I say, it's not that I don't have. Don't tell me I don't have Bible. He said, but the one you have, you can't even take it to. I said, yes. So he said, my own is good, take. No matter what I become inside Jesus, this woman is the one that gave me the book. I can buy 1,000 Bibles today, but that won't be the first one. The first one was the one she gave me. Register your partner as a permanent stakeholder in your destiny. That's the one that pays you. You are not two. And we have a culture. If there is a matter, we both address it so that it does not become an issue. It becomes an issue, it's harder to tackle. And sometimes, maybe the devil has come in. Huh? Well, like I said, we may not know how it came in, but we should know how to get it out. Like Adam and Eve didn't know how snake entered their house. Well, that's always the case. You don't know how it came in. Let me remind you what happened in St. Paul. I was officiating a wedding in St. Paul, maybe 1980 to this time. My friend was wedding St. Paul Anglican Church in Iyara, Kogi State. By the grace of God, I will finish this sermon. Yeah. This one, you are coughing. St. Paul Anglican Church, they had done the noggin, but they have not covered it with the ceiling. But the woodwork, the network of woods had been laid. My wife was to guide those pages, those small children. And I was in charge of reception. So I didn't go to church. My wife went to church with those small children. But when I left reception to come and see how far has the service gone, because when they finish from church, it is my side they will come. And as I was going to the church, I saw that the church scattered. People were jumping out through the window. So I kept going. What happened?
Then my wife told me what happened, that while the sermon was going on, there's a snake that had coiled around that woodwork. I don't know how it got there. This is the point I'm talking about. You never know how it came in. The diseases we feel in our body, you never know how it came in. Cancer, small lung, you never know how it came in. But we know how to get it out. How did the snake coil around the woodwork? How did it get there? I'm not talking to you about a movie. This snake, it was in his presence, they came in. It was in his presence, they did join in. This snake was supervising the whole service till choir sang, and it was there, and nobody saw it. Sermon had already gone about halfway. The snake came down. Echo! Church. Church scatter. Those who are going through the window. Those who are going through the door. The children who couldn't run. My wife carried the weak one among them that cannot run. Church scatter. Then Reverend who was preaching told them to come inside, because this one we shouted Ejo, we didn't see it again. So the Reverend said, those of you who are outside, come inside. Satan is a liar. Now those who are outside were answering that you are the liar, because we saw snake like this that came down. It's not that somebody killed the snake. You say Satan is a liar. That we should enter and continue the service. You go you go ahead. If you finish it, you will wait for you outside to take picture. So service continued. Another 10 minutes, the snake came out. I say, all the time we were looking for it, it was under the garment of the wife. You know, wedding gown is usually... So I said, So the thing came out again like this. When the snake was touching the leg, she thought it was the hand of her handbag. And so moved the leg like this. And suddenly the snake came up again like this. Then the remaining people... So those who are outside said, we told you that you should come out. We told you that you should come out. You say, Satan is a liar. Now we know. Where am I going? Where I'm going is this. Because we had little knowledge. This marriage did not last. The lady died. And when we were tracing the matter, we were saying, hey, that snake on her wedding day. May you not be embarrassed on your day of celebration. We were doing a naming ceremony in Ogumosho, and I asked, bring out the child. The child died. As they were dressing the child up to bring her out for the naming ceremony, he died. We were putting mouth to the ear of people where just said, then you go. Kilo Shele, I'm a rira later. Then, this, sorry sir, we will not be able to continue the service because of something. That's how we scatter the people. On your day of honor, on your graduation, we are doing wedding in Ondo, will you take this man as your wedded? What a party, Oseya Wori. And then you join your kudeshemo. These snakes scattered the wedding and made sure we didn't. And then the lady did not survive it. Because that thing entered that day. Usually, like I said, we don't know when it comes in, but we will know when it goes out. I asked the girl. Now, we all saw this snake when it came down. How did it enter under your garment? She said she didn't see it. You are the only person in the church that did not see it. He said he didn't see it. Whatever has entered that you did not know. You didn't know how it entered. Can you stand up, please? I don't know how it entered. Ko ye mi, I don't know how it entered. I don't know how it entered. You are going to pray. Hey, Joshua. In Matthew chapter 22, when the king saw the man, he said, how did you enter? And the Bible said the man was speechless. Most times we don't know how they entered. How did the snake enter the garden? How did he enter? And entered and sat down and you are discussing. The king said, bind him hand and foot and cast him out. We don't know how it entered, but we know how to check it out. Can you say, Father? I don't know. But I'm chasing it out now. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name we pray. Kilo wole si olara ti iwo ko si mo. What came into your life that you were not aware? It came into the house, you are not aware. It entered your body, you are not aware. They gave you food in the dream, you ate. And you are not aware. There are so many things that is happening to you and you are not aware. You are not aware how it started. Most people cannot explain. And I don't care. I don't care. I'm not here to investigate how it came in. I'm here to check it out. Yeah. Nothing concerns me about that one. They put x-ray, they say they can't see it. Nobody knows how it came out. Me, I know how it will go out. You are going to shout the name of Jesus 3 times. Holy Ghost. Fire. 3 times. You remember Acts 28 when Paul gathered sticks and there's a snake inside. And when he put fire, the snake came out. Fire will enter your body now. All the germs will die now. I told you, nothing survives fire. That's why God arranged hell for devil. Because there's no Satan against fire. There's no science against fire. Water has formula, H2O. What is the formula for fire? H2S. There's no science. No science against fire. No wisdom. No witchcraft. No enchantment, no black power against fire. Fire has no senior. That's where we're going. Every demon, every enchantment, every black arrow, every traditional bullet or traditional arrow that is fire. You are going to shout Holy Ghost fire 3 times. And then you will cry to God, I don't know how it came in, but let the fire of God chase it out. Oh, yeah, shout. Holy Ghost, fire, 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 fire. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, chase it out. Well, can you please help me? We are going to sing a song. Yes. Thank you. We are going to fight a spiritual warfare now. Yes. Ayon. 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 Go ahead. Ayo, go ahead, go ahead. We're going to war. Holy Ghost fire, fire, fire. Holy Ghost fire, fire, fire. Holy Ghost fire, fire, fire. Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost!
Holy Ghost! Fire! shout Holy Ghost fire. Every stranger that you are harboring, that snake that has entered your premises, Tiwokosima. Owa labe asho. Owa nuyad. Iwokosima. Mode. Ni oruko eni ran mi. That snake that has entered and you didn't know, get out in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. Go out in Jesus' name. Get out in Jesus' name. You don't have a place there. We burn down your habitation with fire in the name of Jesus. You are going to sing this song one more time. Holy Ghost fire. If you have a disease that is serious, well, any disease can kill you. But I'm particularly talking of very dangerous names. Like cancer, those things that science has no answer. Jesus is the answer. While this song goes on one more time, can you, who are in this category, can you just come over here? Mommy, I will need an anointing oil. I don't know if you'll be able to provide me with one. Wherever you are going to pray to God, Holy Ghost fire, fire, fire. Let's go one more time.
Fire, fire, fire.
Holy Ghost fire, fire, fire.
Everybody shout it. Now, the snake is gone. Your premises is now free. Your inside is now free. All of you who are hosting scorpions and you are hosting snakes and you are hosting dangerous things that they are sending. Cockroaches. Let them be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. They will no longer be comfortable. This week, I want to mark car. Those who start confessing and be talking and be saying this. All your enemies are sitting on Ibomo. This week. Not next week. This week, your enemies will confess. The last thing I want to do, you will now be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because that's what he said in Ezekiel. He said, I will put my spirit inside you. About a year ago, mommy, I was preaching in our crusade ground. A storm came and wanted to carry me. I held the altar for 45 minutes. The storm wanted to carry me from the pulpit and throw me down. I have thousands of people in front of me. Rain scattered them. This storm went to the Lawrence Stadium and removed the roof. Went to town and removed roof. But that's not even where I'm going. There's a tree. The next time you come, tell me to show you the tree. Next time you come to me. There's a tree in our premises, man. The tree is so big, if you put your hand around it like this, your hand will not meet. It's so big. This wind uprooted it and put it down. The roots were out. And because it was blocking traffic, well, we used to park car under it. The ushers went and brought saw to cut the branches and take it. So it was remaining a stump about my height, or just 1 foot taller than me, on the ground. As we were praying, man, it was on the ground for 12 days. On the 12th day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it stood up. Next time, Tobawa Lori, softly came where they were. A tree that was dead stood up and put its roots back in the soil and started to flower. Next time, Tobawa Lori, Mamadi. If you get to our church now, man, MRE chief imam beto the Christian. Because in Ilorin, they said they have never seen that type of thing. The Department of Botany in University of Ilorin, they came, their professors came to our prayer ground to come and do research about a tree that fell down and stood up. And the botany department wrote a report on this and gave me a copy that in all the science that they know, they have never seen it. I said, well, prayer can do anything. Where am I going? You see, if God can raise a tree, this one is not, it's not the same. When you come, I will show you. It's there. Muslims who are going there to repent. Your dry life will be watered. If prayer can bring a tree up again, you are more than a tree. What is tree? Tree, if it died, no be charcoal people could go carry it, or people where they do fire. It came, if God care for a tree, you are much more than a tree. Life came back to a tree. And it stood up again. It's there for 2 years now. It started halfway April, two Aprils ago. This is May. So I want to pray for you. A man cannot give what he doesn't have. I want to pray for you that life, life. Everybody say life. You'll be praying, Holy Ghost, enter me, life, enter me, enter me. As it happened in the Garden of Eden, enter me. As it happened in the Valley of Dry Bones, life, enter me. Ba 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 ba. Father, wake up again. Come and wake up again. Iwo to ti pa to ti doku sara mo pa se pe ko ji pada saye. Yes, wake up. Wake up! You will not die! You will live long! You will live well! In the name of Jesus! Those of you who are falling down, rise up again. Those of you who have been killed, wake up. Let life enter back into you. Those of you who are drying up already, I water your life afresh. You are made whole. You are made whole. You are made whole. Everywhere, in your house, in your office, in your market, on your farm, made whole. You are made whole. Tell yourself, I am made whole. Begin to rejoice wherever you are. Whatever you cannot do before, do. If you cannot jump, jump. If you cannot bend, bend. I'm happy she's okay now, isn't it? Take care. Every cheer for everybody to my joko. Now, whatever you cannot do before, you do now. Your chains are loose. Your chains are loose. We are going to sing that song again, Lifted. That's our anthem. Lifted. And if you can jump, I gave you a vocabulary yesterday, jumpology. Is there in the... They do the course in university. Jumpology. If you jump, you will be well. Amen. Why are you ready to go?
Lifted. I am lifted. I am lifted by the Lord. Above sin and sorrow, into His glorious love.
Yes, sir.